Proclamation number 0864 of 15th of April, 1939. Work of creation. Solid matter. Atmosphere. Plants. In God's visible work of creation, all strength passes into matter, as it were, and works there to enliven everything that is destined by the Creator for higher development. Creation therefore only has this purpose, that the beings sheltering in it perfect themselves. The more versatile creation has been shaped by God's love and omnipotence, the greater the number of embodied beings in it, and the explanation for the countless variations of divine miracles of creation will now also be found. It will now be understandable that in such diverse structures of divine creation the being also has every possibility to develop in all directions, that a certain adaptability must be inherent in it by virtue of which it can fulfill every task in every embodiment. Thus the forms of creation are, as it were, destined by the divine Creator to make the most diverse demands on the beings striving towards higher development. Every being has the urge to leave its present form as soon as possible and therefore pursues each task with an increased drive for activity. The stay in every form is limited in time but of very different duration. In solid matter the beings are often banished for an incredibly long time and often have to endure the most agonizing state until their liberation, so that they expect their liberation with longing and then mostly stay in the atmosphere in an unbound state until the urge becomes stronger in them to go the way through the plant and animal world, which guarantees them a becoming free of all matter. The desire to come close to the earth expresses itself through all kinds of weather precipitation, and it equals DHG. Thus the beings which have so far resided in the atmosphere enter into direct contact with the earth and through it penetrate grasses, plants and flowers, and thus the course through the plant world begins, which again lasts endless times but shortens the stay in every form through innumerable transformations and thus the being, which has thereby also increased considerably within itself, passes into ever greater form in order to undergo the same process of higher development after a certain maturity in animal life. This is of such grave importance, and it is only the knowledge of it that allows the divine wisdom to be properly recognized. Only when the human being subjects his previous life to this contemplation is he able to assess the responsibility he bears in earthly life, that this infinitely long path of his previous development has not been traveled completely uselessly, which would nevertheless be the case if the human being did not also fulfill the last task which is now set for him in earthly life. To know that the whole time before would have been lived through in vain by the spiritual entities which then united to form a whole, his soul, should fill the human being with a sense of responsibility that he will muster all his will and all his strength to likewise completely solve his task on earth and to bring his soul final liberation from matter. Amen.